Hey friend, I wanted to touch base with you because I had something happen to me tonight that just really was a beautiful breakthrough. And so I'm coming to you right in the middle of it, sharing honestly about this thing that God did in my heart. And so I'm going to share with you that and some songs that were just happened to be part of my breakthrough, but I want to encourage you with, and also an amazing scripture. So let's get started on this and let's share. Welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. I am your host, Alicia Michelle, Bible teacher and life coach, and I help Christian women like you rediscover joy and find balance through a renewed mind and a life-changing connection with Christ. Friend, I am so glad that you are here. So find a cozy spot and let's get started on today's episode. Hey guys, welcome to the Vibrant Christian Living Podcast. This is Alicia Michelle, your host. Tonight, I am coming to you seriously just after really having the last few days be some chances for restoration and change in my heart. So I want to share with that with you tonight because I think it's, you know, I could come back and talk to this or talk about this maybe in a couple of days, but I want you to hear me in this moment, what God is doing, what He has done, and I want you to hear this broken me. You know, I think it's important to reveal that to each other, that we're not always just so put together and so like on it, that we all struggle, and to really just testify to the good things that God does. So yeah, I've been really struggling lately, honestly, about some things and feeling stuck, feeling really angry, feeling really frustrated. And like, I was praying and praying and just feeling like, why have you not been answering me? Like, even though I'm trying to release these things, they're just not going away. You know, like, why are they here? Why won't they go? And God, just like going through the motions with God, but doing the right things, but still feeling like, are you hearing me, God? Like, I know that there's something that needs to happen to just get me out of this place. And I was just really focused on the negativity, on the difficult, on the things that were dragging me down. And I have every right, to be honest, to be angry about these things. They are things that would frustrate you, frustrate anybody. And yet, I came to this point over the last few days through a conversation with a friend, through some other just impressions from the Holy Spirit, and truly, honestly, some deep conviction from God, where I realized, you know, it's okay. Like, it's good to notice that these are things that are causing you pain, and God sympathizes with that pain. But at the same time, how's it doing sitting in your heart, right? Like, just sitting here wallowing in it, thinking about it, is that helping you? Is it helping you? Or is it really something that is now breeding into bitterness and just anger and frustration that's percolating up into these other areas of your life that you don't like and you don't want to have there? And that's really what it had become. And so I got to this point where I realized, okay, I can understand the frustration, but I'm sick of letting it control me. I'm sick of letting it be this thing that's like keeping me from finding my joy in the gift of knowing Jesus and the gift of knowing God and of everything that He's given me as His daughter, everything. How dare I let the things of this world get in the way of that? And that's where I have been. And that's what this place had brought me to. And so I was going to, like I said, read you some scriptures, but I wanted to just say again that, you know, if you've been in this place, this is where we, you know, God is so good to reveal when we have been brats, honestly. Like, I've been a brat. I have just been a brat about this issue before Him. And He's like, I'm trying to bring you healing, girl, but you just get so stuck on it. You are so stuck on it. You're not even letting my light and my love through, because you're so frustrated and you're so angry. So I know this message is for someone who feels so stuck, who just feels like they are done with everything around them. They're done with these situations. But I want you to challenge you tonight that if you're in that place, that you and I, as daughters of God, have the ability to rise above it. We absolutely do. We do not have to live and be so brought down by our circumstances. And maybe you're like, yeah, I feel that way. I know that. But I'm still stuck here. And so I challenge you again, like, are you, you know, I have a right to be mad. Well, are you letting your anger about being mad keep you from the goodness that God is trying to do? He may be trying to send you a life raft, right? He may be trying to help you get out of the situation. And you're so stuck. You're so stuck on being mad that it's happening that He can't even get through to you, right? Sometimes we are our own worst enemies. And that brings me to what is the scripture that I want to read to you. Let me turn here to it. It's Isaiah 30. So that's our key verse here. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. Friends, that's where we have to go to, right? And then the response, but you would have none of it. Are you in a place where, like I have been up until this night, where you have said, yeah, but I don't want to take that, God. And so going on to verse 16, he says, no, we will flee on horses. Therefore, you will flee. You said, we will ride off on swift horses. Therefore, your pursuers will be swift. 1,000 will flee at the threat of one. At the threat of 5, you will all flee away till you are left like a flagstaff on a mountaintop, like a banner on a hill. Yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. Do you find yourself in a place where you're running? You're running to everything else to try to make you happy, to try to satisfy, to justify your anger, your frustration, and you, friend, may have good reason for it. I know I do. But where is it taking you? And how can letting it go, repenting for the fact that you've held on to it, and just crawling into God's arms and letting him give you rest, how can that bring healing, revival, help to you? He cannot bring that healing unless we let him in to bring the healing, right? He is a God who is kind, merciful, just, and loving. He is not going to force his way in. So tonight, my challenge to you is, are you holding on to something that's keeping you from letting God come in and bring the healing that you so desperately need? That is my challenge. And I will share in the show notes these two songs that I happened to listen to tonight that were quite eye-opening for me. There's nothing magical, so to speak, about these songs, but they were very encouraging to me to keep my eyes on, let go of the things that are in front of you, and just focus on the truth, the solid truth of who God is and what he's giving you in this moment that nothing can take away, right? So friend, I will put those in the show notes. I don't even want to let that distract you from this message, okay? I want to close our time in prayer and in just contemplation about God and what he may be trying to communicate to you, but you may be getting in the way of. Okay, so let me pray for us now. God, thank you. Thank you for revealing and breaking through in supernatural ways when we are so blind to be able to see what's really right in front of us, God. Please, Jesus. Please, Lord, bring healing, bring salvation, bring restoration, bring repentance to my friends, Lord, who are so desperate to feel you, to know you, God. Show them, Lord, what may need to die in them first, what may need to be broken in them so that they can receive the gifts you have for them. Thank you, God, for beginning to show me and beginning this repentance process for me, God, so I can get out of my own way and let you minister, let you bring the healing that I know I need right now. God, I thank you that you are so much bigger than my ideas and my thoughts. You are so much bigger than all of our thoughts. And you enter in through the back door sometimes when you're knocking on the front door and we don't want to open it, right? Thank you, God, that there's always hope. There's always hope that we can arise anew in you and stand strong in that and never be afraid, God. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for these promises, God, and speak powerfully and loudly to those who need to hear this message tonight. Thank you, Lord. I give this all to you in your name. Amen. All right, friend, that's all I have for now. I will see you back here at the next podcast episode. Have a wonderful evening. Love to each of you.